dude. Loch Ness Monsters was trending on Twitter today, and I was like, all right, well, it's 2020. Got to figure out what this is about. Dude, the picture looks pretty.
It looks legit.
It looks, you, did you see it?
It looks legit, but like, I'm still very skeptical. Like, dude, you can do some crazy shit with Photoshop these days. Like, I don't really believe a lot of the shit that I see because of Photoshop and like how well people can manipulate that kind of shit. But like,
yeah,
that's legit. That's fucking cool. It's definitely something I'm willing to buy into at least.
Oh, I would love to buy into the Loch Ness monster being real. But like, yeah, Photoshop. I saw a dude make a chick look like just a slice of pizza through Photoshop. And I was like, yeah, you can do anything with that.
I more so believe like the videos of like UFOs, like I think that shit's legit. There are some pretty good videos of UFOs lately.
The UFO videos have to be real at this point. There's some, did you see the ones in Miami? There's some that recently started in Miami. Yeah,
they're like all flashing and shit.
Yeah, and then they just all set, they made this little formation and then all just sped and off into different directions.
Yeah.
I was like,
insane.
I got nothing, man.
Weird shit's happening, dude.
It's
like there's some sort of like paranormal like shit where like everything's just going off. Like aliens are like, all right, Loch Ness, like it's time to come out. Like people need to see you. And then like the aliens are like, all right, we'll do some crazy shit. And then like what's next?
Dude, somewhere like some portal is open and it's just got all this crazy shit coming out of it, and that would explain 2020. That's like the only way that it makes sense to me at this point. It's alternate dimension stuff to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit going on, and like I'm not even super surprised by half of it at this point.
There's so many stories that would have been top 10, like top news for an entire couple of months last year that barely lasted a week on today's like news cycle.
Exactly.
Well, let's get this rolling then. We're on episode 22.
Welcome to episode 22 of Frosty Talks. Phil Buckets here, and we're starting to make some advancements when it comes to the sports world. What have you been hearing, Dill?
Dude, baseball starts on July 1st. That's nuts. They're training camps too. NHL, their training camps start July 10th. So we're looking at an early July to late August start on the NHL, and they expanded the voluntary workouts to 12 players. So essentially you can do a full scrimmage as a team in your own facilities now.
So out of nowhere, the MLB made some power moves after we dug into them, like absolutely shit on them last week. So
I was,
maybe someone over there is listening to us.
I was so almost every single fan I talked to, man, straight up said, there's no way a season's happening. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
I would have thought the same thing.
I'm a little bummed. My dream season was somehow like the Rockies and mostly just Dick Monfort, the owner, lost enough money where he had to sell to someone who actually wanted winning baseball in Colorado.
Didn't happen.
And that's not going to happen. Not this year. And then I had the sad realization that Jeff Bridges is going to be around for at least two more years now, because no one's going to really fire him after this year. They're like, well, it's a 60-game season, man. Who cares? Right. Yeah. So, sorry, Rockies fans. We're in for shitstorm for another 2 years. Get ready.
How many games have they
buy some diapers.
Like 160 or something?
I believe they, let's see, they went 71-91, so 162 games.
And they cut it down by 100 games.
102.
Yeah. That is so crazy.
See, I went and had some beers with someone who knows a lot about baseball, and I was like, come on, 48 games has to be electric, you know? Well, the issue, I guess, is that pitchers can't get into a rhythm enough to, like, really play well, I guess. I don't know. I'm not, like, he explained it so much better, but the real issue is that at the 48-game point of last year, the World Series-winning Nationals were, like, tied with the Baltimore Orioles, which was the worst team in baseball last year. So that's the issue with the shorter season. You almost have to draw it out to see who is the better team in baseball, at least.
So, yeah, I mean, people are just getting burnt out. I mean, 182 games, dude, that's insane. I never played that much. When I played baseball, the most I played was maybe 20 or 30. I was dead after that. Granted, I was a kid, but, like...
Yeah, and these are professionals making millions. But I still think the MLB is just too long. 162 is nuts. Now, clearly, he's probably too short, unless you're in a pandemic. But I don't know where a sweet spot would be.
Do you know if they got rid of doubleheaders?
You know, I didn't see. I think they're probably going to have to play a couple doubleheaders here and there.
Doubleheaders were kind of cool.
Those are fun. I think that's pretty cool. There will be a few changes. Let's see. Extra innings. The top of the 10th inning will start with a runner on second for both teams. They're just AAA rules, apparently. I think that's just to speed it up, which in all reality, I'm kind of fine with. Some like games go into like the 21st inning, which is fine. In normal circumstances, ties are for losers.
Yes.
Rather lose than tie. I think tying is worse than losing.
Participation trophies.
Yeah. Thank you. So the fact that MLB doesn't tie is great, but you gotta speed up the games when you only have 60 and a finite amount of time to get these games done.
Well, and there was that one game that went into like 18 innings or something last year. I don't know who was playing in it, but it was insane. It went to like 2 or 3 in the morning. Like,
Can
you imagine?
Yeah, I think I remember that. That would have just been awful.
I wonder how many people there were just like passed out in their seats from like drinking too much by like the 13th inning.
I think they still cut off concessions at the 7th inning.
Regardless. Oh, shit.
So by that point, everyone was sober.
They all just had headaches and were like, can this just fucking be over?
Yeah. At that point, that just got to end. I would have been blacked out, come to, and been like, holy shit, what inning is it? It's the 15th. They're still going, man. And then I would have probably sobered up by the end of the 18th.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a long ass time, dude.
Yeah, that would be awful.
That's like 5-6 hours. It's got to be.
Yeah, like I said, baseball's got to cut their season down. No idea what a sweet spot's going to be, but they have got to find a way to speed up the game a little bit. Yeah, maybe baseball purists would say otherwise, but...
Yeah. All right, I'm getting bored with this baseball talk. Let's move on.
So we had already mentioned, but on-ice voluntary workouts have expanded to 12 players. So, that's going to be great because that's the amount of players on a rake at a time.
They can run scrimmages and they can practice plays and shit. Yeah, it's awesome.
Great stuff. On the track to starting and doing training camps and everything, we're down to 6 hub cities. I still think it's going to be L.A. and Edmonton.
Las Vegas and Edmonton.
Thank you. Las Vegas and Edmonton. But we'll see. I think Toronto could end up making a push near the end.
Winnipeg got knocked out, right? I was thinking they would do it in Winnipeg, like initially. Winnipeg and Las Vegas, but I don't know. It'll be in Canada for sure.
I think the issue with Winnipeg is it just doesn't really have the facilities to quite host it all. Las Vegas for sure does. Fingers crossed that this all works out, because if that happens, I'll be in Las Vegas during the NHL playoffs. It's going to be electric. I'm taking the over on everything. I realized that. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Life's too short to take the under.
Way too short now, that's for sure. Have to. Oh, did I tell you about how well I did on the ponies, man? Speaking of gambling.
You didn't tell me, but I heard about it.
Oh, dude. So woke up. I went and went up like 1,400 on the ponies on the Belmont Stakes, man.
That's awesome.
Just woke up, realized, you know, it's Saturday, beautiful day. We're going to do some horse racing, bud. And love it. I get why people like the ponies now. I really understand.
Everyone that goes to those are 100% gambling on the ponies.
Oh,
yeah. They're all there to gamble. And it's an electric experience, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm going to write a full gambling blog on for when the – what's the next one? It's not the – it's the Kentucky Derby. For the next race in the Triple Crown, I'll do a full rundown of my bets for the Kentucky Derby and see how it goes.
That would be awesome.
Apparently I know what I'm doing, or I got really fucking lucky, but I'm going to go with I know what I'm doing. So take my advice, apparently, on the horses.
Can I ask how much money you put in on that? Hey. Yeah, that's awesome.
I know my shit.
that's fucking legendary. That's all time. That's all time Dylan King gambling. Throws in and makes $1,500. That reminds me of the Super Bowl.
I love my smart bets. So what happened is I down on the Superfecta, and that's how I won it all. I was amazed. It was like, this is the greatest. Actually, I hit the Superfecta twice. So my odds are just, we're through the roof on that. And it was so good. So good. I love the ponies.
That's awesome.
So what else with the NHL is going on? We had the Hall of Fame class just got announced. We had one player get in that's worn an Avs sweater.
Iginla.
Oh. 225-ish games with the Avs, somewhere around there. I can't remember.
He had like 160 points, like 60 goals, 90-something assists.
He was good. Something like that. He was obviously good.
No, he was a good player.
We also had Marian Hussa, Kevin Lowe, Doug Wilson, Kim St. Pierre, and Ken Holland. And Iginla. Jerome and Marion are both first-year eligibility. So, good for them, man.
Yeah, it's nice to see another Avs player make it.
Yeah, congrats. So congrats to those guys.
I don't have a whole lot to say about any of the other guys. Unfortunately, I don't know.
Most of those guys were from a generation well before we were able to really understand the game of hockey. You know, like, what, 5, 6?
A lot of them played like the early 2000s to like 2010s.
I would have been like,
I think,
eight. I don't know. Yeah. So, well, and then the one guy, Kevin Lowe, he played with the Oilers. Yeah. Kevin Lowe, he played with the Oilers in the 80s. So I wasn't even a thought.
No. I saw Jeremy Roenick. He wasn't like amongst the discussion, was he? I thought there was no chance that we're going to induct him after everything that went down in the past year.
Oh yeah, with that whole media scandal thing, which was kind of stupid, but whatever. Thing is, I think he was a discussion. Like, he deserves to be in the list, you know. But
he's a legendary player, dude.
Oh yeah, I just don't think he's gonna get in. I think there are other people that'll get in before him. I think he will be in, but I just think there are a few people they'll put in before they put him in. I think within the next 3 years, he'll go in.
Yeah.
At least.
I hope so. I think he deserves it.
Did you see Dak changing subject? Did you see Dak when signed his 31.9?
Like 31, yeah. Holy shit. Highest paid quarterback ever. Is he not?
Oh, well, So after signing that franchise tender, the way that works is you take like all the highest paid quarterbacks in the league and then average it. So he's not the highest paid. I think that still belongs to that's Patrick Mahomes. I think now, did he get signed? No, he didn't get him.
Not yet. I think it's Matt Ryan.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't be shocked for something.
Oh no, isn't it
Russell Wilson?
Lions quarterback. It's Russell Wilson or Lions quarterback.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah. I know he got fucking paid.
He did at one point.
I know that.
Yeah, that might have been a couple of years ago, man, but he has been. There's the carousel of highest paid quarterback literally changes every single year. So you have to keep up.
Well, and it's just gonna keep going up. So I mean,
yeah. So, like, could you,
as it is.
Patrick Mahomes, when he does get paid, he'll probably get 38 mil a year, you think? I'd say 38 mil for 5 years will be his contract. And then when Lamar's up, he will get paid $40 million a year for 5 years.
I don't want to think about it.
That's
more money than anyone can spend.
Yeah. Yeah, even with all those goddamn taxes.
Did you see this controversy with Melvin Gordon and some Denver reporters?
No. What was going on there?
So some talk show guy, I don't know his name, he came out and said that it was just a dumb move by the Broncos and they should have put the money elsewhere given they have Philip Lindsay. And then Melvin Gordon replied to them, like basically called him a clown and like he needs to get a pay cut and all this shit. And then, it was just like a thread of like Melvin Gordon talking shit, like saying he deserved the money. Doesn't look great on the Broncos, but
I don't know. Eventually you hear so many times like, oh, Melvin Gordon was a stupid sign, like over and over again. I feel like eventually you're just going to like one person's going to just say it one too many times. And he's just be like, dude, I deserve the money. I've worked my ass off to get here and I will contribute. But like, you guys have nothing else to talk about and you've just been berating me constantly.
And I think he's going to be awesome, dude.
I also think he's going to be good. Like Philip Lindsay's probably going to get the most of the like carries. I think it'll be split very even, but I think Melvin Gordon's going to be the third down back, like the receiving kind of character out of Denver. That's my thing.
Yeah. He's going to be like the third down and the third and two guy.
Oh yeah. Third down and two or like third and 16 even, I think.
And like, he'll be there. I think you'll see him a lot more in the red zone.
Yeah. I think that's for sure. Just because Lindsay's so small, like I think sometimes those massive bodies
Lindsay's going to have his 30, 40-yard bursts, and then Melvin Gordon's going to punch it in for him.
Yeah, and they're going to be team players about it, and it's going to be awesome, and they're going to combine touchdowns. It's going to be lit. It's going to be fine. Melvin's just got to cool down. There are plenty of Denver sports analysts that really like the signing, including us. We're all about you.
Really like the signing.
Oh yeah, we're all in on the Denver on the Donkeys this year, man. All in.
Doing good. Just gotta beat the Chiefs, man.
Just gotta beat the Chiefs.
But I think if they build chemistry among all their young receivers and like Cortland, and if the line fucking steps it up, man, they'll be good. They got the defense. They got the defense for a Super Bowl. I mean,
I agree. Well, thing is, like, we're just in a point where there's still not sports yet. We're so close, and it's so amazing, but we're at a point where there's so many crazy things to talk about, and just none of it is actually a game or anything. It's getting weirder and weirder.
It is.
Because, like,
just keep stretching out.
Well, like
nothing feels real.
So, I think he's the number one tennis player in the world. Do you see Novak Djokovic got COVID-19 after he hosted his own tennis tournament and then after party, and there was like no.
You're not talking about the Nuggets player, Nikola Jokic.
No, that's
he got it.
Yes, he got it too.
He's got COVID too. Yeah,
he got it from this guy. I'm kind of convinced. I don't know.
Well, because their names are like identical. They must have gotten it from each other.
Maybe it's in like my dyslexic head or something like that. That's my reasoning.
That's okay.
I think so. He hosted no masks, nothing. He hosted this tennis party. The tennis player, Novak Djokovic, he's a known anti-vaxxer too. So that's how I knew it wasn't the basketball player.
Yeah. You got the details.
Dude, yeah, look at the details. And then also, speaking of the Nuggets basketball player, he got skinny.
Who did?
Yoked. Djokovic got the Joker got jacked.
Is he pretty jacked now?
Dude, he looked like he took, you know how a lot of people said, I'm going to read books, I'm going to get in shape and stuff. It looks like he got in shape. He looks good.
Hell yeah, dude. He's going to be a monster again.
But then he got coronavirus. So
hopefully he keeps lifting.
Do you think fat Jokic doesn't get coronavirus? Or do you think that?
No. What if he got coronavirus and it made him ripped?
That's less likely.
Come on, man. Think about it. He was chubby. He got COVID. See a picture of him. He's ripped. COVID makes you.
No, I saw a picture of him. No, the thing is, I saw a picture of him ripped, and then like 3 days later, he had like the.
it probably doesn't make you ripped. I'm just being a funny guy.
It's like no. Wait a minute. Well, I think I'm very curious to see if Jack Djokovic can, like, is he going to play better? People going to take him more seriously? I don't know, man.
Might be a little faster, stronger.
Bigger.
I don't know.
Faster, stronger.
Because think about it, he probably never really lifted. Like, he's probably like, oh, he's just playing basketball. And like, now he had 3 months without basketball. He's like, huh.
Maybe I should lift.
maybe I'll get rid of this baby fat and get jacked.
He did look like the definition of farm strength, man. Like,
yeah,
just
he looked like the type of guy that was like out on a tractor all day and then would go home and crush a six pack and then do it all over.
But he could probably pick up and carry a full keg by himself.
Isn't he like 6'10"?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
That's just farm strength, man. You're working on a tractor all day, lifting hay bales, then you go kill a few cold ones, and you're still chubby, but you're strong as shit.
Although, I don't know how many farms they have in Czechoslovakia.
I don't know, man.
Is that
I don't even
from?
Know if he lives so. On a farm. I didn't know. I don't even know if he lived on a farm. I just think he looks like he has farm strength.
he had to have lived on a farm because he looks like a farmer that would go home and crush a six pack every day. So that he must have been a farmer.
That is the correct logic. I get it.
My logic is flawless.
Full, beautiful.
to the T.
Straight to the T. Oh, good news. Oscar Lindblom was skating.
I saw that.
That made me happy. That gave me such a big smile. I was like, oh, this is the best thing I've seen all day.
When I first saw that, I was like, oh, he's cancer-free? And then I saw later that he was like, oh, still trying to finish up chemo. And I was like, at least he was skating.
I saw that he was still in chemo as well. And then the Twitter PC police or whatever you want, the blue checkmark brigade, was like, get him off the ice. Like, how dare he be out there? It's like, is he not a grown adult that...
Like, he probably made the decision to go and skate with his boys. Like, the coach wasn't like, you have to be here. Like,
yeah, they're...
Yeah, he's not even, like, a dress skater at this point. So, like, fuck off, whoever said that.
I don't even think he's eligible. I don't know if he'd be eligible to play to this.
He's probably on... That's what I'm saying. He's probably on the roster, but he's not, like... Like a dress skater, like he wouldn't be on like the 18 out of 18 dress skaters at a game. Like
for
he's
sure.
like IR or like a scratch player or something.
Yeah, and then also like you said it, like or he's a grown adult. He chose to be there himself, so you know whatever.
I'm sure he's a smart enough dude.
There's no way
risking it. He probably And he's even come out before and been like my health is obviously the most important. Like, hopefully yeah. I get back to skating, but I'm gonna take a step back and like beat this shit.
And
he came out there on the ice, fucking applaud the dude. Like, fuck off. That's so just annoying. Say,
yeah, like straight up be like, yeah, fuck cancer. This is awesome. Like, he was out there what looked like in a very safe manner, and there's no way a doctor would have let him out there.
And the best part, big ass smile on his face.
Like, best part. Just look like at
he's
that.
He's having a good time.
Look at people have fun and be like, hey, good for you for having fun. I should also have a good time.
Yeah.
What if I joined in on your fun? That'd be a much better way to live life.
But I wish I could skate with the Avs.
That would be fun.
Probably look like a fucking moron, but...
Oh, they've been looking real good out there, man. Like, Nate still hasn't managed to beat. I heard...
Doesn't skip to beat.
Never will. And then I heard Ryan Graves, like, drove, like, 28-something hours straight to get to the rink at once he heard it opened up.
I'm from New York.
Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, bud. That's what I love to hear.
I can tell you firsthand, that's a drive.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be one hell of a drive for you to – you're not going to have to do that back. No, you
– Yeah, I have the truck here.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, you have a truck there. Obviously, you're going to
– Sometimes I'll think about that and just be like, I still have to drive all the way back.
Well, I can come
– I'm enjoying it. Having a good time.
Well, you'll have to come back and get Taz, obviously.
Yeah. Well, my parents will grab him, bring him out here.
True.
On Taz.
Yeah, he's right here, man. He's doing good. I think. Oh.
Miss that fucker.
Dude, great, hilarious stuff. They're trying to rename Columbus, Ohio to Flavortown.
I'll sign the petition.
Oh, I did. I already did.
Flavortown, Ohio.
I want the Flavortown Blue Jackets right this fucking second.
My cousin wants to join in.
Is this the podcast?
Yeah. Dude, what do you think of the Canes? How do you think they'll do against you guys are playing the Rangers, right?
How do you think the Canes are going to do against the Rangers?
It's going to be bad, I think. That's why we're the team that didn't vote for them. They didn't vote for the playoffs?
Yeah.
The way they're doing it?
Yeah, you guys didn't know that. You were on the damn podcast.
Yeah, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it was the Canes.
Yeah.
Just the Rangers.
I don't think that they wanted to vote against it because they were playing the Rangers. I think it was just because they were such in a weird position. Like, it didn't make sense for them to vote yes or no.
They were voting in the next round, and
I did not hear a word of this.
They beat us like every damn time.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the scoop.
I'm going back to Dragon.
Straight from the Canes.
Straight from the Carolina fan.
Yeah, from the fans. I didn't hear the last thing he said, but.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the audio probably wasn't great there. I unplugged my mic so you could hear him.
So what'd you say? What did he say?
He basically just said that the Rangers have had their number all year. Like, they've just been beating the shit out of them. I'm like, that's like the bigger reason that they're all upset. And also that they're both in the Metro, which I don't know what that has to do with it, because the Avs will be playing someone from the Metro. No, because they could end up playing the Canucks.
Well, yeah, the Avs wouldn't play. They could play either the Wild, which is from the Central, much like the Canes are playing someone from their division, or they could end up playing the Canucks, which is in the Pacific. So, I mean, it's the luck of the draw. No, we've said it a billion times. No one likes this.
No one likes this, but it's what we get.
Yeah.
This is all we're getting. It's going to be fucking awesome. It's not going to be awesome for the teams that didn't make it because you weren't going to fucking make it anyway. I'm sorry. Unless you're a team that's on that bubble and like something crazy probably could have happened. That does suck for those teams. But like,
yeah,
this is what we got. It's going to be a fuck ton of hockey and it's going to be awesome.
And I think the gambling is going to be lit. I think it's just going to be so much fun. Like just, It's a fluke year. It's like it's going to be a real playoffs in the sense that whoever wins it deserves the cup because they will have to win at least 16 games, exactly what you have to win normally. So you've won the Stanley Cup, but it's a fluke year in the sense it's like, hey, we missed the playoffs and it's bullshit. It's like, well, you would have missed a 16 playoff. It's like, well, it's like, yeah, so who cares?
COVID, the COVID cup.
It's still a Stanley Cup, but it's the COVID cup.
I hate it, but it's what we got.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it. I love it. Just, I want some hockey, and I don't care how I get it at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I've been watching a Twitch stream. I've been watching Coach Doug's. I've got really into the Barstool's Big Cat guy playing NCAA 14. It's lit. That has been so entertaining. That's the closest to sports we've come.
Apparently, he's like one of the highest viewed streamers right now.
Dude, he had more people watching than would fill the actual college football national championship game.
Yeah, that's insane.
There were more people.
And he's not the best part is, dude. The best part is he's not even that good. Like, he's pretty trash. He's pretty bad at the game. But
he's gotten much. He's gotten much better, but he's not like. He's not smoking teams like 70-0, you know?
He's sweating. Like, they're close games.
They're close game, and that's great. That's entertaining. I don't like it when the players are great. I like it when they're just good enough to give me something entertaining.
Yeah.
And then if they throw a bunch of interceptions and they have a meltdown on screen, that's also pretty funny. It's
and he's like whispering the whole time because he has a 1-year-old. Can't wake him up.
That was funny.
He's like whispering half of the time because he can't wake up his kid.
I love it. He's been in the office apparently, and it's been, and now he can scream, and it got even better.
Okay.
It got a little bit better, and now the intern keeps getting yelled at. I'm like, I like this.
Yeah, that's fucking funny.
That's great. You got anything else?
I don't have a whole lot, man. I haven't been able to look into a whole lot of shit because I'm just... Dude. It's not that I mean, I'm working like 44 hours a week, sometimes more than that because I do stay like pretty late over there sometimes when it's like dumb busy. But like,
yeah,
the sun wears you out, man. When I'm off, I'm fucking in the shower and in bed.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when you're out,
man, it's like fucking early your time. I'll be falling asleep like 8 o'clock your time.
Jeez.
Yeah, just like REM sleep, knocked out.
I'm doing it all over. Up then.
Yeah. Oh, not right now. I do have the early shift tomorrow, but we're going to do a little partying tonight. So,
dude, word. Well, let me know how it goes. It's always good seeing your face.
It's beautiful seeing you, baby.
Beautiful. Great episode. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And follow us on Twitter at Dylan Ryan FT, at Phil Buckets FT, and Frosty Talks at Frosty Talks. And give us a subscribe, leave a review, and thanks for listening.
Catch you next week. Hands up, put them high to the sky. Let me set your soul on fire tonight. Not, we not trying to fight. Let me set your soul on fire tonight. We live fast, ain't time for waking up. I make time, then we be breaking up. So ask God, give me one more try. Let me set your soul on fire. Her time, I asked when's mine. Said, boy, I'm trying to win all of your money like Ben Stein. So I just circle back. I built him the Venn die. You know the figure that figures out that every man lie and every girl cheats a little. Both of us then try to cover up, but you would rather pull a Leanne rhyme. So fuck it, I bailed. Yeah, let me leave for the night though. Room full of nice suits, American Psycho. Aight though, let me say your toes, pull the glasses out. Now pour the gasoline, put the fucking matches out. I asked her where to sleep, she pointed, that's the couch. I heard it on the street and I ain't have to ask around. Cause news travels real fast round these parts. So if you jump the gun, you never get in a restart. You say that love is fun, you must have been a retard. We only looking for somewhere to be part until we on fire. Hands up, put them high to the sky. Let me set your soul on fire tonight. Not, we not trying to fight. Let me set your soul on fire tonight. We live fast, ain't time for waking up. I make time, then we be breaking up. So ask God, give me one more try. Let me set your soul on fire. Rolling out of my
taking longer than I'm supposed to. With so many girls that acting like they're ready home. So you ever see a model in the morning, get your hopes up. She went from Heidi Klum into hide the close-ups. And now that I assume everybody taking posters and glamour shots. You turning fake the second they turn the camera on. Waitresses waiting for they break like Cameron Diaz. We spaz on tracks I like to yammer on. We bad like Mike, I'm the king of the Camelot. We grab every chance, somehow now we man LeBron. Feed that on, there's too much heat up in the Amazon. Be that as it may, I'm coming back like I never won. Trophies as a kid, there ain't no room to make my shelf fit. Just because I want it all doesn't mean I'm selfish. Never really listen to my eardrums melted. Van Gogh, Van Kicks, Van Pelt, that's fine. Hands up, put them high to the sky. Let me set your soul up.